Hello, and welcome to a new episode of the Infinitely Evolving Podcast. This is the first episode in the third season of this show, and in logical terms, I guess there is no rhyme or reason for the seasons of this show, but there is a rhyme and reason for the season of life, the seasons of life. So, yeah, I feel like I have entered into a new chapter, a new season, and so it seems fitting to kind of create a mark of time in that way in this show. So, welcome or welcome back. I'm happy to have you here. We're gonna start just by grounding down and arriving. So if you can, planting your feet firmly down on the ground. If your legs are crossed, uncross them. Dropping your shoulders down and back. I'm gonna place one hand on my heart, one hand on my belly. Grounding in. Let's take a couple deep breaths in through the nose and out through the mouth, making noise on the exhale if it feels right. Here we are. As it typically does, feel weird sitting back down here after a long time away. Feels odd, and my imposter syndrome is creeping in, but part of my practice in arriving here with myself is to sit down with that imposter syndrome and talk to her and just allow it all to be. So, and that's kind of what a big theme of my life right now is becoming, is realizing how out of practice I am in simply being and what it takes to find my way back to being and not doing and going and creating and producing, although all of those things have value. I'm learning that it first takes being in order to create and do and go and run with truth and integrated in an authentic way. So, all of that being said, I think I'm just gonna dive into what my now looks like and see where the flow takes us. So right now, I am sitting in a new space. I have a sound booth recording studio now that I get to use, which is very special. It does make sitting down to record feel even more intentional and like I'm putting myself in this new sacred bubble in order to arrive. And the home that this recording booth exists in is a bubble of grounding in and of itself. It's called Elevation Central, and it's this incredible woman's house, but it's also turning into, or has been, a wellness center. And I get the privilege of working with this woman to create abundance out of this wellness center for the next couple months, which is really cool because I've had this deep longing in me to continue working in the fitness and health and wellness industry, but I've been having trouble finding myself in a space where I can move with full integrity and full authenticity and reach people in the way that I know how to reach people. So finding this place and meeting Christy Lynn, this magical, magical woman, it all happened right on time. And just in the past month and a half. So far today, I've had a high energy morning. I am teaching classes at a boxing gym, which I love kickboxing, and I think it's one of the coolest ways to trick the body into doing cardio, especially if you're not super into that or haven't been moving in a high intensity way at all or for a long time. It's a great way to ground back into the body while learning a new skill. But the gym that I'm teaching at right now is very masculine and rigid, and the way that the classes are written, it doesn't leave a lot of space for grace, for the struggle of integrating a new habit. It doesn't leave a lot of space for creating community, and those are two of the biggest things that I've noticed that are kind of imperative when creating sustainable habits or a space for people to create sustainable habits for themselves. Community is a major thing. Feeling like when you show up to the place to move your body, the people that are there with you and for you because they care and are inherently going to hold you accountable, because if you don't show up to class, they'll notice. And if community has been built up enough, might even reach out. And that's what I've experienced at gyms in the past, where as much as going to a fitness class is a workout, it's also a social event and a time to check in with community and peers. And so when I teach classes at that boxing gym, I kind of have to armor up in a way that I've been working really hard over the past couple months to break down. So when I have mornings where I teach at that gym, it takes a whole unwinding of that armor that I have to put on in order to stand in that role in that way. So my arrival here to this space in this seat, part of it right now is my unraveling. And I chose to just sit down and start speaking right when I arrived here instead of journaling, because this is like audible journaling. That's basically what this podcast is. So here we are, journaling it out, unwinding. And again, making my way back to being. I've noticed more and more that the matrix, the real world, quote unquote, real world society, has been trippier and trippier and harder to resonate with. And that's an interesting thing, because I do deeply understand that it's important to live in society and live in the world as much as it's important to protect ourselves and hold our energy and show up at our best. So I'm finding my dance in that, what that means, what that looks like. Because in order to be a fully integrated spiritual human in this world, it takes dancing with all that is. So as much as I want to be in a place where I can always be unmasked and have my armor off and all of that, part of my work in this world is to be in the world. So I'm dancing in between all of that and feeling like I'm being pulled in a million different directions because once again, I have found myself in this liminal space of acknowledging where I want to be, feeling where I am, and understanding that there is some more work to move through in order to get to that fully resonant, integrated place of not escaping, but being fully integrated within myself so I don't feel like I have to escape. And as a 28-year-old woman who grew up at the cusp of social media and all of those things, it's a really tough dance sometimes to understand what the right thing to do is, to tune in, to tune out, to be aware of everything that's happening in the news, to be aware of everything that's happening within me. I've been finding myself saying often these days that it's really hard to be a human. It's a full-time job to be a human. And I think that's also why I've had trouble sitting down and speaking in this way, because things are moving and changing and happening so fast that it's almost hard to grasp it. And I feel even in my speaking right now, it's kind of hard to grasp onto one thing because there are so many things. There's the world being on fire, the fire in my soul that's helping to move me forward and keep my healing work going. And then, you know, family and friends and community and birth and death cycles and all of these things. It's just, it feels hard to grasp onto just one thing. And again, it comes back to being and finding a way to be okay with just being in the sauce and swimming through the sauce and surrendering to the current and the tides and everything like that. It's like being swept up in a rip current. If you try and try and try and try to swim to the surface and work to get there, you just exhaust yourself and never get to the surface. But once you surrender and just let the circulation of the wave do its thing, you find your way back to the surface. And sheesh, I know I've said it a lot on this podcast that surrender and trust are two key principles of a content life. And they are simple things, but not easy. It takes letting go of all expectation, of all fear, of all old stories, all of that. It takes letting it go in order to fully surrender and trust that the fact that you've made it through everything in your life up until this point and you're sitting here right now means that all evidence points to you will make it through. And up until this point, the universe has had your back. And no amount of logic or figuring it out or fixing it will get you to the surface. And I do want to say, I hear myself saying the word you a lot, that you is me. And you, if you resonate. But I'm only ever giving advice to myself, and maybe not even advice. It just is. Again, it just, me, myself, and I, all three of us, we're simply being with what is. And sometimes being with what is looks like thrashing around in the waves and bumping up against all the things that are or aren't or could be, and understanding based on all of those edges where now is. What's here? What's now? And what's here and now is a whole lot of gratitude for the journey. A whole lot of gratitude for the struggle and the resistance and the suffering. Because if it weren't for all of the sharp edges, I wouldn't be the feeling being that I am. And the feeling being that I am right now in this moment is learning what it feels like to be held in community and seeing how difficult it has been for my whole life to really get into the feeling state of being in community and being held and being loved. Because I've started to realize as I've been more ingrained in community, I've realized that although I've had all these people around me that love and respect me, I have not been able to receive it much at all. I've had this barrier up that has been a safety strategy that maybe in the past has kept me safe, but it hasn't been serving me for a long time or ever. And with the healing work that I've done and processing of my childhood trauma, it makes perfect sense to me why I would have this wall up and have so much trouble trusting, because childhood trauma is so confusing, and sexual childhood trauma is just beyond comprehension. Still kind of is, as much digging as I've done into what I experienced as a small child. It's so confusing to get into that feeling state of 6-7-year-old me that went through that. But that sexual abuse was a deep, deep, deep betrayal of trust. And having that cord ripped at such a young age, at such a pivotal developmental point, has made it, up until this point, impossible for me to actually trust anybody. And now that I'm doing some of this healing work with my parents and helping them understand what I went through and what that's caused and all of those things, now we're able to get to a point of actually seeing each other and being with each other in a way that I've never felt before. And so now that I'm feeling that, I'm feeling the vulnerability of what it feels like to actually receive love and feel into the trust of that it's actually going to stay. And that love is not going to leave. It's not going to break. It's a really scary thing, but that's the way I energize and unclench and surrender and relax, is when I trust that the love that's presenting itself to me here now is here for me, and it's not going to leave. And I also know that even if it does, I have held myself all the way up until this point. And I can surrender into the knowing that I got me. And my inner child might get scared, but I have the tools in my toolbox to tell her that I've got her. She's gonna be okay. She is okay. She's welcome here in all of her forms, in all of her explosions and crumblings and celebrations and love. I've got her. And I know that there will be moments where her fear and terror gets louder than my evolved self's ability to encompass that in love. But again, that's part of the dance. That's part of the sharp edges that I will continue to bump up against until the bumps get softer and softer, and until the edges get more and more sanded down and become bigger exhales. So this being seen, this sharing, this vulnerability is a continuous practice that I bump up against and dance with, dance next to, dance under, dance above. And the biggest promise that I will continue to make to myself is that I'll continue to show up and try. Because that's the work. Show up and first be and let go and breathe. And then we can see what's here and talk about it. And maybe as I get more into this practice again, I will create a less jagged path for you to follow. But healing is messy. And so sharing about the being experience is messy. And that's okay. So the hardest part is over. Starting anew, starting anything is the hardest part. And so episode 1, season 3, we did it, we made it, short and sweet. So with that, I'd like to thank you for showing up. Thank you for taking care of you. I love you. I'll see you next time.